Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello family, taking another look at the freeways. The southbound run still quite busy from Ocean Reef Road to Whitford Avenue, and then slowing down Reed Highway now. And the northbound run still quite slow around Cranford Avenue, but before that, Mortimer Road through to Anketell Road. The only hotspot at the moment in the metro, Tonkin Highway southbound near Collier Road in Bayswater. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
All right.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Time for petite.
What's French for good morning?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Is that good?
Do any French speakers give us a call? 9313-0985.
I say that because I have a story from Francais.
Oh,
I love
do you?
French stories.
So do I.
Uh-oh, we probably have the same story.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The Louvre.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We do. Same
all right,
story.
All right, you find another story while you
okay.
Share the Louvre.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
A visitor to the Louvre Museum in Paris.
We should do the story together.
Okay, I saw that you haven't
headed to France. Okay, we are in Perth, WA. Don't freak out so far.
Just French music. Sorry. Go on, Liam.
A man wearing a woman's wig
has
thrown a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa.
That'll tell her.
Didn't do the slightest bit of research because it's behind protective glass.
Yes.
What's it? Why? What was his point? Did he have a point, a political point?
No, yes, he did.
Those will eat cake or something? I don't know.
Oh, see, that's probably deeper than I think he thought. I think he just went, you know what? I'm throwing cake at the Mona Lisa because he wanted to create a stir.
Right.
He wanted to, you know, stir up a bit of yeasty fun. No, so apparently he was trying to point out the fact that the world is burning and the artists need to do something about it. Well, guess what, buddy? Leonardo da Vinci's dead, okay?
Yes.
He ain't fixing the climate, champ.
There are so many artists doing so much art.
Yes.
There are plenty of people doing climate-themed artwork.
Yes.
And Leonardo da Vinci is not one of them.
No.
And he never will be.
No, because he's...
He thought some of it through, but not the rest of it. He put on the wig. He pretended to be disabled.
Yeah, that's
he was in a wheelchair. He's a real piece of work, this guy.
Wow, he really thought this through.
Because there's a special system where they
can get
enable people
closer.
With limited mobility to admire famous piece of work.
So many people around it at all times.
Absolutely. Tough to see. So he thought that through. Didn't think through the protective glass in front
of you.
Wow. Yeah.
Mate, have you ever been to a buffet? Do you understand how the sneeze guard works?
The Mona Lisa's got a sneeze guard.
You can't get to it. It's got a cake guard. That's
you
what
it's
got.
You can't get through. You can't get a croissant through a piece of glass.
Absolutely
No, you can't.
Not with that attitude.
Wow. All right, guys. I've got a story.
Oh, you
this
do
is now. One. Johnny Depp, everyone's favorite plaintiff, has made a surprise appearance at a Jeff Beck performance at the Royal Albert Hall. He has flown in to surprise everyone to play along with Jeff Beck. He's shredding the gnar, as they say in the guitar world.
Really?
Nah.
So he's gone from the courthouse directly to the airport to go to play.
Straight to London.
The courthouse to the blues
out.
House.
Yes. Yeah, and he must have he brought all his gear along because he's playing his guitar and, you know,
he's a good blues singer. He's got a lot going on in his life.
Yes, he does. He's got a lot of feelings.
I know.
Yeah,
the thing with his dog in Queensland.
Yeah, exactly.
He just needs a truck.
Well...
That's country music.
Well, good on you, Johnny Depp. I've got no segue for that one. Other than birthdays. We love birthdays. We love seeing people get to ripe old ages, don't we?
Mm, whose birthday is it?
Pebbles. Pebbles is 22, crowned the world's oldest dog.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
22 years and 50 days old.
Pebbles
looks
over it.
The toy fox terrier from South Carolina has been living on a cat food diet since 2012.
Does it eat cats?
That's 10 years.
Wow.
I don't know.
Cat food.
Happy birthday, Pebbles.
I've always thought that, actually. Can dogs eat cat food and can cats eat dog food?
Sure they can.
It's whether they want to.
Interesting.
Mm. We'll be right back. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.